Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
This the way we get down. Click, crack, pow.
You don't have to, motherfucker, for your shit. So take it.
Hey.
Like no tomorrow, nappy roots, dynasty, yeah. True deep black power cocktail. This living hieroglyph, the truth in your ear. Run it. These crackers sucking dog dicks in the closet. But you love them cause they pay your first and 15 deposits. Lot of niggas broke and starving with CDs in their trunk. The dummies sign and make the deals and white to eating them up. I spit the stairs and he don't guarantee. Some they hate and disagree. Entertainment's only a small revolution remedy. I know a lot of gatos across the country. Drop that lock and load so we can bump and never borrow. Street code propriety, black power dynasty. Fuck boys and skinny jeans can't rock in our society. We should buy food, land, shelter, more choppers. To train the wicked cat day and serve them something proper.
Wake up, black man. Wake up, African man, African woman. Wake up. Take back what is yours. Do not ask these bitches for your shit. Take it
back.
Serve them something proper,
you just ain't joined in with this situation. The cracker is throwing blows, but you ain't throwing no blows back. You taking all the motherfucking pain, the punishment. You understand what I'm saying?
Greetings, Black family. In the words of my esteemed comrade and soldier, Sean Kwali, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. This episode, we are going to be exploring a woman's role in what we call this revolution. I have a whole lot to say about this, so I want y'all to bear with me because this is the first time I've ever had to run a show strictly by myself, so just be patient. But that being said, we're going to explore a woman's role in this revolution, how we are battling racism and within our ranks, sexism. So the lines are open. The number is 646-478-4447. For all those who want to call in, I see we already have hands raised already. But let me go ahead and get to the crux of this. As all my listeners already know, there's already a sister that I'm dealing with. She's a lovely sister, a beautiful sister, inside and out, who is dealing with a brother who claims that he is conscious, he's militant. Matter of fact, he's so radical. If there is a thing, he's radical to a fault. I don't know if there's a such thing, but if there is, he will be the poster child of being radical to a fault. So the sister has been with this man for 15 years. She loves him, whatever. They have two children, just lost a child. I'm not going to get into the details again because I've covered this many times, many occasions. But I talked to the brother, and I listened to what he was saying, and I listened to what he was talking about, and one of the things that stuck out in my head was this. I was outside of her house when I was talking to him, and one of the things that he said to me was, Black women are full of shit. Black women ain't shit. Black women don't know their place. That's what he told me. And if he would have caught me a few years back, I probably would have chopped his head off, but I let the brother finish his sentence because he might have had something profound to say at that time that he said it. I didn't know if it was profound or not, but he said it. He let it fall out of his mouth, so I let him go ahead and hang himself. The bottom line is, if you were born here in the United States of America, if you're an earshot of my voice, and you can hear me, you already overstand, inner, outer, and understand the fact that if you were Black and if you are black and you were born here in the United States of America, we all got baggage. We all got psychological shit with us. We all have just basically shit with us, and we're not coming to the table clean. But he kept saying, Black women ain't this, Black women ain't that. So one of the first questions I had to ask myself was, does this militant, conscious brother think that a white woman would be his match? A white woman would complete him, or any woman other than Black would complete him? That was my first question. The second question is, does he understand the source from which he came? Does he understand the dark matter from which he came, that womb that incubated him for not 9 but 10 months? Does he understand this? Obviously not, because if a brother is really into his consciousness and he has put all these European religions down, I don't care what it is, if he put it all down, then he would understand, like I said, overstand, that when you get right back to the root of it, right back to the source of it, you have to get back to the Black woman. A lot of our esteemed scholars will argue that the Black woman is God. Some will argue the Black man is God. I'm not sure, but I tell you this much, the Black man and the Black woman are both gods. That's how I see it, because you can't have one without the other. And to berate or dehumanize or debase the Black woman and you call yourself conscious or militant has my antennas raised, and it has me thinking, This is permeating through our movement. This is one of the reasons why we haven't accomplished really much of anything other than talk. This is one of the reasons why we are armchair revolutionaries and pseudo-revolutionaries other than actionaries, not reactionaries, but actionaries. Because you can only, as Minister Farrakhan said, you can only rise as high as your woman. So if you're debasing your base, then you're cutting off your feet before you even get started, brothers and sisters. This is something we cannot do, we cannot tolerate within this movement. So like I said, we're going to explore the Black Power movement and the woman's place in it. I'm going to take the first caller. This is a little early. I'm being a little unorthodox. 601-540, you're on the line.
Hey, Sister Fasami.
Hey, Brother Fianchi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Did you read the description, brother?
Hold on, right. Yes, ma'am, I see it right here.
Yeah, so what you think about that?
You talking about the whole gender conflict going on in the movement right now?
Oh, yes, the black man versus the black woman. The black woman ain't shit. She's ghetto, she's loud, she's hyper-aggressive, she's tearing the brothers down, she's a feminist, she's women's lib, she's everything. She's not a proper mother to her children. All the negative stereotypes. What do you think about that, brother? Like, do you think we really can get free debasing the women in the movement and dissing the women in the movement?
Excuse my language, but hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like you just said, it's a duo thing. You can't have one side over another side. That's all European faggotry with the woman being on the back seat and the man being ahead. That's, we can say faggot on the show, right?
Brother, you know what? I was corrected many times by my brother, Sean Kwali. You can say anything you want to say. As long as you ain't talking about you love crackers, you can say anything you want to say on this show, bruh.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of these guys just faggots, though. You know what I'm saying? And I believe a lot of them probably might be on the down low. If it's not with another man, it's with a woman of another race. And you know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel as though anybody who comes on to say that the black woman needs to sit behind and just listen on the sideline and not do nothing, Negro, what you doing? Because when I look at the civil rights movement, like here in Mississippi and in Alabama and places like that, it was women, the men were leading it, but it was more women putting up work than anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's explore that, because, you know, I was talking to one of the nationals. She's a sister, and I was speaking with her, and she was saying, you know, we have to support our brothers, we have to love our brothers, and I wasn't in a dispute with that. She was just saying that and conversing, and she was saying that a lot of our brothers, they don't pay attention to details. All they want to know is the bottom line. Sisters, we pay attention to details. We pay attention to those intricate details that makes whatever go off without a glitch, you know? We're the ones who are funding this movement. A lot of sisters will argue we're the ones that's actually funding this. So what do you have to say to that? Do you think, you could talk about the civil rights movement back in the 60s or whatever, the 70s or the 50s. Do you think right now, sisters, we are so lost that we're not actually being the backbone of this movement? We're not actually out there also on the front, like on the front line of this movement. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think a lot of the reason why you don't see a lot of women out in the Black Power movement is because a lot of times, a lot of Negroes tell them that, you know what I'm saying, and tell them lies. Like in traditional Africa, the woman was at the bottom and the man was on top, and you know what I'm saying? And
they use, but we know that's not true.
Yeah, that's a lie. Just like,
right.
Fact about homosexuality in Africa is a lot. And then a lot of them also use Willie Lynch in reverse and say, well, since the white man put you in place, that's the reason why we put you, the black woman, in over in, in charge of us. That's the reason why we're in the position that we are today. And I guess a lot of black women in the conscious movement have this guilt complex where they say, well, you know, he's right, and I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to donate this money, just like they do at the church.
Mm-hmm.
With the white Jesus and the poverty pimps. They sit back,
mm-hmm.
they donate and do the donations, sell the DVDs, but you don't never hear them, though.
Okay. All right, well, brother, you know what? I got, like, two other calls that I need to take. I'm going to let you have the last word.
Well, I'm just saying, well, you know, keep doing your thing. You know, any black woman who's a black girl who's in the movement, keep supporting
mm-hmm.
it. Don't be scared to stand out. And I'm not a feminist. I believe we both have to do this equally, men and women. I don't believe in black women being 100% in charge, nor black men 100% in charge, 50-50 for everybody.
Nah, brother, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to correct you. I believe that black women need to be 100% in charge, and black men need to be 100% in charge. And you know what? I don't want 50% of nothing. Give me 100% of everything you have. Everybody who is in this needs to give 100%. Would you not agree?
Yes, right. Everybody got to get their best now.
That's right. That's right. All right, Brother Fianchi, I'm going to go ahead and take another call. All right, brother, I'm going to keep you on the line, all right?
All right, I'm going to continue listening.
All right, bro. All right, 314-327, Sister Amira, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Black power, black power, black power. Everybody.
Black power, queen. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. This is the radio show I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for this.
Stop
forever.
It. You're making me blush. Yo, okay, let me give those people who are listening to the show, this is the sister right here who I've been talking about since, like, one of my first shows on with the Drop Squad. This right here, this sister right here, I put her up there with Brother Kush, the Black Unifier, Irritated Genius, Southeast, Baba Ashwa. This is my Baba Ashwa crazy right here, because I'm a grad student now in St. Louis, minding my own business, and a brother comes to me after he sees me check somebody over an unk. He was like, "Have you ever heard of the new Black Panther Party?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I've heard of them." I mean, I'm looking at him like, "You gonna ask me another retarded question like this other dude just asked me a retarded question?" He was like, "Oh, I got somebody I want you to meet, right?" So he was like, "Hey, queen, I want you to meet us at such and such place. It's like a bowling alley or some public facility. I can't remember quite what it was." Man, I saw about like 10, 20 Black Panthers. Just, I'm sitting there at this table. People are bowling. People are playing pool. People are getting their food. Everybody's having these activities. All of a sudden, coming around the corner, I see all these locks and people in black, people with their black patches, you know, just dressed in all black, Black Pantherish, coming around the corner. I'm like, "Oh, shit." And it was Sister Amira leading all these brothers. She sits right down in front of me with something in her mouth. I think it was a straw or a toothpick, looking at me with her eyebrows raised like, "Yo, what you about?" And I'm like, "All right, great. Well, yo, sister, I love my people. You know, this is my, in this movement, in the Black Panthers, this is my yay, yay. What's up, queen? Talk to me."
Oh, man, you give me too much credit, sister. You I can't believe you remember the toothpick. Yeah, I was rocking that.
Yes.
she took me back. At any rate, oh, my goodness, this is something that I'm still battling. And dealing with a lot of my brothers, I mean, oh, my God, the black men just don't understand how much I love him. I mean, I think black men are beautiful. I mean, I think black men are righteous or powerful. And I think
mm-hmm.
that without a woman, I mean, he might as well be a fag. So what that said is, like, you can't do anything unless you have your counterpart. You know what I mean? That's just like
mm-hmm.
yin and yang. You know what I mean?
That's
just like me saying I can do it by myself. Well, I can do it by myself because I know I can. It takes a village, you know? It takes a lot of us to come together. And it's just really crazy when you have a lot of brothers. "Oh, sister, I got your back. I got your back." But when it come down to it, when it come down to leading, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, sister, wait a minute. No, sister, I know what I'm doing, but, you know, I've been doing this for a little minute. You know, you could be in the movement longer than them, and it's not that you don't listen to them because, you know, sisters, brothers, we do listen to you. We hear you. We listen to you. We want to build with you. We want to work it out. But sometimes it's on certain levels, we might know something more about a certain topic. Just like if you may know about a certain topic, Sister Fasami, then you can educate me. Then I need to sit back because I don't know what I'm talking about. So at the end of the day, we have to learn how to work together. And brothers, please, 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 if the sisters don't want to talk to you, don't spread rumors about them. Just leave it alone. It just, you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You have to learn how
we're about to start talking about stalkers. Go ahead.
And that's a valid point because what happens is it's not just from women. We don't just experience this as sisters. This happens with brothers, too. I've seen it happen to brothers. It's double, you know, sexism. So it's not just all on the brothers because it can happen a lot of times. It's just something about, a very militant organization. It's something about us. And sometimes we draw, you know, nutsos. It's like, I don't know if we go out and pass out the applications to, like, to the crazy ward or something. I know that a lot of our people, you know what I mean, within our own circle is nutty. And we have to understand that. So it goes beyond the whole sexism thing and it goes on to the mental thing. So some of us are not mentally stable or capable of handling a strong force. But whether it be
I need to ask you a question, though. I need to ask you a question because you're on the front line. You're on national level now, you know, so I need to really, really ask you, I need to soak up a little bit of your wisdom right now, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, the brothers, as much as, and you know how anti, like I said, I'm gonna make this my disclaimer probably throughout the whole entire show. I'm not a feminist and I'm not a women's lib, but I side on truth. If you bring in truth, I don't care if you're a man, woman, whatever, as long as you're not a cracker, because to me they're incapable of bringing the truth without it being some way, some shape or form, right, contaminated some way. However, now, the brothers didn't have 6,000 years to get this shit straight. 6,000 years now. That's 6 millennia. We're about to move into another age, and they still haven't gotten it right. What do you say to that, sister, being on the front line on national?
I don't think it falls just on the brother. I think it falls on the people. I think it falls on all of us, all the counterparts. It falls on, you know, head, leg, arm, head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
it falls
mm-hmm.
on all of us. It ain't just the black man that's, I almost said something. It ain't just the black man that's screwed up. It's the black woman that's screwed up. It's all these videos. It's all these propaganda media machines. Like the brother was saying so eloquently, the brother he just had on that filler. He is exactly right. You know what I mean? We have all this stuff. I mean, we battling sexism. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We battling trying to snatch our daughters up for being hoism. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Imperialism.
Mm-hmm.
We're battling, oh, my God, just bullshit in general. We just battle so much. And it's not fair to just put it on the black man. I can't do it. I can't put it on the black man because I understand
mm-hmm.
the condition because of the, like the brother was saying about Willie Itchism. You know what I mean? Because that's a Eurocentric trait, like the brother was saying, from being sexism. Because back in Africa, ancient times, a lot of people would call Africa different names, and I respect all of that, but we're going to use Africa for this moment.
For argument's sake. Mm-hmm.
At any rate, as kings and queens, we were pharaohs, too. We would walk hand-in-hand with our men. You know what I mean? We ran
mm-hmm.
kingdoms. We led the wars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Harriet Tubman? Oh, my
God.
Oh,
yeah.
That
back in Kim and Honey,
dope.
We were dignitaries of state.
Yeah.
We sat up here, we squashed wars or we started wars.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't take away from the sisters either. You know what I mean? Harriet Tubman got brothers to go. I mean, Negroes that was like, oh, no, I ain't going to the promised land, man. Shoot, Harriet Tubman was like, nigga, you going. You don't have
a
choice.
I got
a
gun in your back if you don't. Either you go or you die.
Out, man. Oh, man, she would knock him out and drag his ass. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So we have to really, really, really be clear. We have to understand that. So, I mean, a lot of times we our whole movement is distorted. It's not because of the black man. It's not because of the black man, woman. It's because we don't unify. It's because we don't work together. You know what I mean? And we just need to start working together. I mean, a lot of times I just be sitting back. I mean, before I left St. Louis, I thought to myself, I toned with a lot of people that I just really didn't care for. But you know what I mean? When you get older and wiser, you begin to look at situations and go, wow, you know, what act or what part that I'm playing in. So a lot of times we need to really sit back and think about, like, well, what role did I play? You know what I mean? It might not have been a role, a bad role. You might not have been wrong, but you still, it's the way you might have come off. A lot of times when a brother is talking and he might be saying some bullshit, sometimes, you know, we'll laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times the brother might be like, well, wow, you know, that she hurt my manhood. You know what I mean? He probably wouldn't think about, you know, if a man said that. So a lot of times we have to be, I guess sometimes we have to be mindful a lot of times. Not always, but in a lot of cases. Because that could be a potential soldier that we might need to have a strong arm. You know what I mean? To have to hold our back. We might not be paying attention. You know what I mean? So I think that everybody is almost redeemable. Almost everybody's redeemable. That's
you really think that?
Yeah, so I began to forgive. I'm beginning to forgive. I'm not my enemy.
See, I really don't think everybody is redeemable, sister. I'm gonna tell you why.
Everybody has a potential, though, sister. You gotta look. You gotta really.
You really
look
think
at.
So?
Everybody has a potential. I said. Potential.
Okay, you seen Boondocks a couple of weeks ago? Because I know you watch Boondocks, right?
Yeah.
You didn't see that little cat. Like, we're not even discussing crackers in this show because I don't think any of them are redeemable, okay?
Well,
let's talk about our own folks.
It's not redeemable. White people will never be redeemable. We're not talking about them. We're talking about our people.
Our people. Okay, great. Now, that being said, you know, I was just sitting up here and I was watching Boondocks a couple of weeks ago with my husband or whatever, and they had a show about Little Milton, this little boy who likes to do bad things because it's fun. I like to hurt people because it's fun. I like to beat my grandmother up in Walmart and steal her car and wreck it and do all. And this is based on a real little boy.
Yeah, I remember.
A real
remember
little boy.
Boy. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You know, so that being said, like, really, do you think, because, I mean, you look at this little boy in real life and even on the cartoon, Boondocks, you look at it and you're just like, this little boy is a glossy, dead look. A lot of our children have been so inundated with so many
bugs,
inoculations and, you know, hybrid
Ritalin.
Food and, yeah, Ritalin and all that. You take all that into consideration. It's not their fault, but when you talk to them, there's nothing there in their eyes.
It's up to us as the elders of the community. It's up to us as black men and women to snatch our children up. You remember? Let me just tell you this sidebar. I remember reading stories of. I remember when Rap Brown from the Black Panther Party, you know they call him. He basically felt like James Brown was full of it. So he ran up and snatched James Brown with a gun to his head and said, listen, fool, you going to sing this. And that's when James Brown took that conch out of his head for a minute and started singing Black and I'm Proud. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that we should snatch our brothers up in that fashion. Or
Sister Mira is not saying that. Hold on, wait a minute. Let's get this clear. Sister Mira is not saying that. I'm saying that's what we need to do. We need to really grab a hold of Kanye West. Really grab a hold of Waka Flocka, whatever the hell that is.
They got one song that's Help the Police. I like that song. So a lot of times I listen to everything because I have children. So I listen to a lot of different things on the radio or, you know, what they listen to.
Let me tell you
so
something. I feel like I lose about 85% of my IQ after
you
listening to one of them idiots.
You do. You really do. But the point is you need to know what our seeds are listening to. And we
my
need
thing
to
is,
that
our children shouldn't be listening
utilize.
To that crap in the first place, sis. Would you not
right.
agree?
I know. Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, we have to understand that it's a tool. It's a tool. Now, how do we flip mm-hmm. that tool? How do we revolutionize that tool? You know what I mean? Okay, for example,
mm-hmm.
I mean, most of us as so-called revolutionaries and culture nationalists, we listen to, like, Dead Prez and Immortal Technique.
Mm-hmm.
I love Immortal Technique. Shout out. Right? Because
oh, and let me give a
that.
Shout out real quick to Aisha Sekhmet. That was
yeah.
Aisha Sekhmet that I played
yes,
at the beginning
yes.
of the show.
Beautiful.
What? That girl is fire. Oh, my God. That's Black Power Rock.
I got that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We got a lot. We have a lot of people that we can listen to that are so-called revolutionary.
Yes.
However, it's not, you know what I mean? A lot of them are so-called, is the word, as they say, conscious, so-called. I don't even like really using that word because it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
so I'm better than regular average Joe because they're conscious because I'm conscious. No, that's not a fact. But the point is that because we listen to that, most of them are like activists, but that's just their tool to get, you know, massive people across the world to listen to. So
right.
with this BS bullshit music, we have to find a way to revolutionize it, to flip it, to gain our people to come in. You know what I mean? For
right.
example, let me give an example, okay? Let me just say I'm just going to Waka Flocka or something. Now, if I know Waka Flocka management or somebody like that, I will have them come out to an after-school program or some kind of event that I'm throwing just to have the masses of the people to come and do, you know what I mean? To come and listen and do whatever. And then I would get on that mic and start teaching.
The whole bait and switch.
Critical
the whole
education.
Bait and switch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying? So we have to
uh-huh.
understand what kind of way that we can flip it. How can we revolutionize tight jeans? You know, these brothers be wearing these tight jeans. Look like some fags. But you understand
look
what
I'm like
saying?
Fags. Check this out. Any man. I'm sorry. No, they don't look like fags. Any man, and I want everybody who's listening to this show, any man, any black man, I don't care about what them crackers do, them skateboarders, them punk rock,
yeah.
gothic, whatever the hell they are, any black man, I don't care how much money you got, will walk a life you chose, what you are doing in this day and time. If you throw on skinny jeans, a man purse, a scarf, or what, you gay. In my book, you're gay. End of discussion. It's nothing to talk about after that. Yo, you more pretty than me.
I know. They be in the mirror longer than you do. But, yeah, But based upon my point is that we have to find a way to revolutionize that. You know what I mean? We have
yeah.
to find in everything. We have to, whatever the white man does to us, we have to, or whatever the system. I need to, really it's the state. It's the system. Whatever the system does to us, we have to revolutionize. We have to find a way to flip it.
Why can't we
you
just find
mean?
A way to, wait a minute, sis, let me ask you a question. Why can't we just find a way to say fuck it instead of trying to revolutionize? That's like trying, okay, check this out. Check this out. They put homosexual.
Right, but when you're trying to gain the masses of other people, see, we're not,
mm-hmm.
the thing is, when you're trying to gain the masses of other people, you have to utilize different tools to get to our people. A lot of our people are asleep. And I know, you know, and I have this theory some of us ain't going to make it, right? But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, we have to get as many people that is going to make it. We try to get as much people that we can get. We can't just go, well, you know, I know that this person is on. Just like, okay, for example, you touching some different issues. Just like, for example, permed hair, right? We can't just give mm-hmm. up on this sister because she got permed hair. We can't just say, oh,
you're right.
I got lying.
Okay, but let's look at a brother who's been a fudge packer. Let's look at a brother who's wearing skinny jeans, and he's a fudge packer, and he has on a scarf, and he has a merce. I guess it's a man purse, a merce. You know what I'm saying? And all this crap, right? You know, let's look at this cat. Now, how are we going to make that revolutionary? How can we really, do we really want that to be right? Because, see, I'm going
to
tell you the truth.
No, we need to snatch that purse up out of him. I'm not talking about the... When I'm saying revolutionizing, I'm a lot of things. Some things were revolutionary. Think about what does revolution mean, and then put a knife on what it's not exactly. So we could, that's a form where you can snatch it from your brother. Like, look, man, you look like a fag. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But it just depends. So it's different ways. It depends on what tools we have to use. Different tools apply to different techniques, to different situations. Not every tool is going to work with everyone. So we have to figure out different ways to let our brothers know, not just through, because sometimes when you talk to them, it doesn't always work. But we have to figure out different ways to get to the youth. We have to figure out different ways to talk to our brothers in dealing with sexism to get out of that level, because that's what this show is about as well, because I went on a tangent. But I'm
that's okay.
Saying.
That's okay. I mean, sister, we got an hour and 24 minutes. Hey, that's the reason why I expanded it to 2 hours, because we're going to get off track and we're going to get right back on track. But check this out. I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to keep your line open. So that means anything that you say, we're going to be able to hear, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to answer this other call because it's a 111-111 number. So
yeah,
stay on the
weird
line, all right, sis?
All right.
Yeah, really weird. Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
111-111, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who is this?
Y'all been wilding, like, just like that, like, I don't even know, like, a lot of shows do this where people get on and they co-sign their own belief system with somebody who agrees 100% with them, and honestly, those got to be the worst shows, because you're only getting one opinion. Nothing's being challenged. You know, it's, you know, I'm not saying it has to be a debate, but I'm just saying, like, you gotta have some opposition on this show, because I'm telling you, some of the stuff, 90% of the stuff y'all are saying, I'm just like, wow. Wow.
Wait a minute, before you even go any further, you have to introduce yourself. Let people who know who's talking.
Oh, who's talking? This is Sergeant Willie P. That's who's talking.
How you doing, Sergeant Willie P?
How you doing? I'm listening to this. Yeah, I know. I'm sure you know who I am. I'm listening to this, and I'm just. First off, I want you to break down for me this whole black female matriarchy thing. I want you to break that down for me.
Why is it?
Right?
Why do you sound so weird? First of all, let's deal with. Let's deal with the connotation of how you said, how the energy you gave that, okay? First of all, this whole black matriarchal thing, it's not a thing. This is our history. The pharaohs, the original pharaohs, not the pharaohs that was wiped off the face of, you know, the lineage of pharaohs, they got their lineage through their mother, not the man. And when the European came, Alexander the Fake, Ptolemy, all of them came down there and they saw that these black men are actually getting their name and their kingship, for lack of a better term, through the woman. They're like, what? Oh, hell no. We got to defame and debase this black woman. Who the hell she thinks she is?
No,
she's going to be lower. Wait a minute, brother. She's
going to
be, well, hold on. Wait a minute, brother. I did not interject.
Actually, you did, but you can continue.
My thing is, this is what we have to put her on the level of our white bitch. And I'm going to tell you where I got my history. I got my history from the destruction of black civilization, Dr. Chancellor Williams, Walter Williams, the historical origins of Christianity. I have my history from Heritage Restored, Part 1 and 2, by Julio Rose, while the white man is the devil.
I
have my history from Irritated Genius, Southeast, Kush the Black Unifier, you asked me a question, brother. I'm answering it.
You're not answering my question.
You asked me where did I get my history, and
I'm
telling you.
You're going off on the side. I'm talking about the matriarchy in America. Oh, you know, the stuff y'all saying about Africa cracks me up, because even when you go and you see a bunch of Africans that are in America, you know, the woman's walking 10 paces behind the man. Now, I don't even
right,
– They cutting women's clitorises off. They've been doing that since ancient times. You know what I'm saying? There has been no black matriarchy in ancient Africa. Yes, you had different tribes where women had different privileges and different rights than other groups, but they weren't running shit. Y'all, you talking like They was running.
Black women never ran anything, huh?
They did not. They were not. There's never been a female dominant society on the face of this planet.
You're listening to
Amazonian Greek mythology. But please, just answer the question. I want to know about the African American matriarchy. I want to know. You believe in this African American matriarchy?
You know, first of all, you started with Africa, and now you want to jump over to the African American.
No, but I started with America.
Those are two totally different things.
You wanted to break down the history.
First of all, this is the age of really, and I need for you to calm down, take it down a couple of notches, because you're like getting really emotional, and I can't deal with emotions. All I can deal with is facts.
I thought you dealt with truth. You said you deal with truth.
And I'm going to bring the truth. Let me tell you something. I see that you have a lot of beliefs, and facts are facts regardless of what you believe. Facts are facts regardless of what you believe. Now, are we going to talk about African matriarchal societies? Are we going to talk about the African American matriarchal societies? Which one are we talking about? Because I see you're hopscotching back and forth between the two.
We are going to start off right with African American matriarchy that black women have been saying has been going on since the end of slavery. Right. Let's start off with that one. Right. Okay.
Now, will you give me time to? Okay, first of all, you know what? I don't have to ask you or you and give me time. I can just go ahead and mute you. 1 second. So while I have him muted, just in the mirror, are you still there? I guess not. So this is the thing for all those brothers and sisters that are listening. And I'm going to put the brother back online because he's very, very animated. And I like animated people. Hell, I'm animated. So it's a beautiful thing. The bottom line is African-American matriarchal societies have not been on the front line. This I do understand. I do understand that. But you cannot take away from what the black woman has contributed to each and every movement in this country since we've been here, the fact that they have made and kept their black men strong and kept their black children strong, because if they didn't, honey, you wouldn't be able to talk on your cell phone right now or use your computer or even call into Blog Talk, because you would be out in someone's cotton field picking cotton. That being said, the black matriarch here in the United States of America, of course she hasn't been celebrated. Of course there's not a lot of known matriarchs. But if we want to talk about matriarchs, let's talk about, like Sister Amira said, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth. Let's talk about Ida B. Wells. Let's talk, and she was never a feminist, and she always said, don't you align me with any of this white women's feminist bull crap. I'm not a feminist. I see what they're doing to my brothers, and I'm putting my pen to pad, and I'm making these letters work. That's what Ida B. Wells was about. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the sisters who was in the Black Panther movement and who didn't later become lesbians. Let's talk about them. You know what I'm saying? There's many of them. One of the most popular is Asada Shakur. Let's talk about this matriarchal system that raised you. Now, I'm about to unmute your microphone, and I hope – oh, okay, he hung up. All right. Let's see here. Do we have any more calls? No, we don't have any more calls right now, but cats like this, they crack me up. They really crack me up, because it's like, how can you be so angry because somebody wants to celebrate the black woman? And this is the reason for this show. Right there, what you just heard is the reason for this show, because we have so many men in this movement who do not want to give credit, any kind of credit, to the black woman. 1 second. Let's see here. Sister Amira, are you still there? All right. Go ahead and mute her phone or her mic. All right, so check this out. This is the reason for the show. You have so many women right now here on Blog Talk who are funding certain shows, and I'm not going to start blasting them out yet, but I know who you are. They're funding your shows. They're paying that money to make sure your voice can be heard to your people. You, 9 times out of 10, don't have a job because the cracker ain't really trying to hire a black man.
So what the black woman does, she get out and get a job. Now, that's a catch-22 kind of thing. Because now she's sitting up here getting seduced by what the white man, with the white man's power and what he's doing at his job. You know, and she's looking at her black man at home bouncing esoteric fucking ideals off his head with no goddamn income. Really? A man who doesn't eat, excuse me, a man who does not work doesn't eat. So that's what she's thinking. So now she's losing respect for her man. That being said, I'm a little irritated right now because I can't believe somebody would be that emotional when it comes to venerating the black woman. Let's see here, 718-453, you're on the air.
This is the intellectual Nubian Minkare. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Nubian.
I was listening to you.
Did you hear that crap?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
What do you think about that, babe?
Well, you got a lot of men out here who, like I told you before, are males, and they have a problem with women. You know, you got a lot of men who come in the name in this chauvinist thing and who want to push down the woman, the black woman, is because they're following in the footsteps of their former slave masters who have basically no respect for women whatsoever, not even their own women. And that's what you're
mm-hmm.
seeing. You know, that was carried throughout religion. It was carried throughout, you know, this society where you look in the, even in the so-called, quote-unquote, hip-hop community, where you have this disdain for women because they follow in the footsteps of their former slave masters who don't like women. The black man
mm-hmm.
is being made into a chauvinistic, anti-female, you know, a being who no longer likes women, who is cold toward women. And this is what you get when you see black men slapping down the black women. When you talk about the matriarchal society, hell, you got matriarchal societies all over the place where you got black mothers who raising their children by themselves. Those are matriarchal, small matriarchal societies within themselves. And that's been going on when the black man, even though it's dysfunctional in a lot of ways, but when the black man decides to up and leave his family, the woman is running the family anyway. So that's a form of a matriarchal society right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, all
okay.
that, you know, all of that, you know, what the woman did, oh, it's, you know, what are the men doing? You know, for if you, for lack
what are
of
they a, doing? That's a, like I asked Sister Amira, and I'm going to ask you, this is the thing, right, bruh?
Uh-huh.
Y'all had 6,000 years to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
6 millennia to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still in the same predicament, if not worse. Because, like I said on the last show, Harriet Tubman said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more only if they knew they were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these people, a lot of us don't even know we were slaves. So my thing is, y'all had 6,000 years to get it right. Y'all ain't got it right. I don't know what the reason is. And now it's just serious bashing of the black woman. And I want to understand why.
You know, it's a very simple answer. You know, we act like this is really a deep and heavy discussion. It's really not. Our people, a lot of times, we want to bury our head in the sand and act like we don't know the answer. The answer is very simple. The reason why the man is messed up like that is because he thinks like his former slave master, and he thinks that he doesn't no longer need his woman by his side to help him guide things into, you know, into being. And, you know, it used to be a time in the Nation of Islam and organizations like that where, you know, I used to look at the old tapes where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the sister sitting on one side and he had the brother sitting on the other side, and a lot of people thought that was a segregation type of move, but it was actually supposed to mean balancement. You know, you can not
mm-hmm.
to have brothers and sisters sitting together to have what we once had, which was a sisterhood and a brotherhood that existed to balance out a government. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Of people coming
mm-hmm.
together, you need that balancement. And our people don't have that balancement. They're being taught, like I said, you know, and following that slave mentality, because a lot of us still got that religion thing on us. A lot of us still have that mindset where, you know, we put the woman 5 steps behind us, and, you know, that's a European mindset and mentality that we have, and the woman still, and the black woman has this thing where she feels like she, you know, she carried a lot of this feminist thing with her from the white woman into this millennium where she feels like she, you know, being a strong black woman is beating on her chest and being loud when actually it's showing how weak you are by having, you know, feel like you have to overstep the man and be loud and whatnot. The most powerful people are the ones who are the silent ones, the ones who are wielding power behind the scenes.
The livest one is the quietest one.
Exactly. So everybody distrusts or everybody fears the silent one. They don't fear the one who runs their mouth and who's loud, because that person already played their hand already. The one who is quiet, that's the one everybody fears, because you don't know what they might do. You know, you don't know what they are bringing into this arena, into this atmosphere. So like I said, a lot of, you know, this us against them mentality, that's something we adopted from the people that run the society, European, whoever, when they came with that book, Men Are From Venus, Women Are From Mars, or whatever that nonsense is, that was the creation of the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, our people seem to adopt whatever mentality they former slave masters have. They adopt that. Like I said, the black woman with the feminist movement, the black man with this chauvinistic mindset of religion and things of that nature. And that's what the separation is. Our people got to learn to think for themselves, you know, and that's something we're still not doing. I said, a lot of these movements, and when I said Sunday when we did this, I told you, I spoke to you before about the panel discussion, I said a lot of these movements were born in the image and after the likeness of the white man. They weren't born in our image and after our likeness. They weren't. You know, whether it was the revolutionary thing and all that, a lot of that was born out of copying from their things. Even Khalid Muhammad said that. We were copying out of their past revolutions and things like that. And we have to stop thinking with their minds. We have to start thinking with our minds. That's what we haven't been doing for 6,000 years. We have literally been out of our minds and into somebody else's minds. You know, that's what
you're
know,
right.
You know, that's what the
and I'm gonna stop. You know me, brother. We've had many conversations, and when you're going left, I'll tell you. But when you're right, I ain't gonna stop you. So keep going.
You know, that's what the whole purpose. You know, when I was telling the brothers, you know, a lot of our people are delusional. You know, we want to be like these people that we claim we hate so much. You know, I told these people up there, you know, with the Moorish thing and, you know, all these people, they talking about how can we really help our people and whatnot, and, you know, how are we going to come together. And I'm like, you know, I sat there and, you know, just to get off on that thing for a second, I sat there and watched them, you know, they parcel out 2 minutes apiece to each brother to, you know, give his assertion on what it is we can do to help our people and how we could work together. And I sat there and watched them disrespect brothers go over the time, 10, 15 minutes talking. I said, that right there is one of your main problems why we're not going to come together, because you breaking one of the main foundations that we need to move together as a collective, and that is respect.
Discipline.
Respect.
And discipline.
And discipline. You disrespected everybody here. So how the hell are you going to have people coming together and working and doing anything, because there's no respect there. You didn't respect people's time. The black man don't got no respect for each other. We don't. We don't think we talk about Willie Lynch. We suffer from Willie Lynch. We ain't got no respect for each other. We respect the white man more than we respect each other. I don't care how much black talk they
do. Respect the white man more than we respect our own individual selves.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I agree. You respect him more. I don't care how much. Like I said, I even told him. Like I said, you know, our people are delusional. We sit up here and we'll call, you know, we'll talk bad about the white man and whatnot, but nobody want to hear the real truth, and that is that as bad as you talk about this man, and, you know, granted, you say what you want, you still benefiting off of it, too. We benefiting off of it. We benefiting off of that. With that blood on them dollars, we benefiting because we got them in our pocket, too. We benefiting off of that, you know, and some way, just like they benefiting, we still benefiting because we here, you know. So, like I said, either we transform ourselves to where we, you know, starting to think on our own, you know, and starting to make moves within ourselves, or we, you know, keep on feeding this nonsense about, you know, black this and black that, and you really don't want freedom. A lot of our people don't want
Listen, hey, your website is www. the SOM dot info, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just wanted to put that out there for those people because they're talking about they love what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and more brothers need to hear what you were saying. So I just wanted to put your website out there. Go ahead, bro.
That's the state of Mentel. I am, again, the intellectual new dominant car race. This is a 21st century movement. This is not rooted in the last millennium organizations and whatnot because we needed something new to move our people forward. A lot of people said, you know, in that little thing that I went to, the panel discussion, well, why we need something new? Why do we need something new? I said, well, you coming in the name of – the one guy came in the name of Marcus Garvey representing the UNIA, and one other person came representing Noble Drew Ali of the Moors, and I said, well, if you thinking like that, what about the people back then who had movements before Noble Drew Ali and Marcus Garvey who said, oh, we don't need no UNIA, oh, we don't need no Noble Drew Ali, oh, we didn't need no Nation of Islam, then y'all wouldn't be here. So, you know, for you, that shows how small our people think and how small our vision is. We don't never see. We always miss the big picture because we so
right.
busy. We want to hear ourselves talking. We want to hear ourselves with this rhetorical stuff and whatnot, and all of this, you know, all of these speeches and things like that. But we never want to deal with reality. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
A sister said the most powerful thing to me, and she said, the white man hides the truth. The black man hates the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sister told me, a sister. I give her credit where credit is due. A sister said that to me. She said, I'm going to say it again. The white man hides the truth. The black man hates the truth. And that's real.
That's real talk right there.
And
that's real talk.
No.
So what do you think the black woman's place is in this? I know you're going to say evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying on this show revolution. But for argument's sake, we ain't going to split hairs tonight because you know me and you, how we get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, what do you think the black woman's place is in this state of evolution is?
Right beside the black man if she's intelligent enough because, see, we're not going to, nobody. In
not
country,
in front of, not in back of, but
beside,
right beside. Okay.
That's balancement. But you have to be there and work and be worthy of that by way of your intelligence and by your ability to reason and rationale. That's how we deal with our women within the state of Mentel, the sisters that come in, you right beside us. We not see when you say revolution and evolution, just for a second I'm gonna say they're both different. You know, we're not
they are different. And you know what? There will be a sister who will be on the show and I'm gonna have both of you on the show that are gonna split those hairs. But right now we're not going to do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We're not tonight, but for me and you, we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. You know in the spirit in which we're bringing this, okay? So that being said, you got the last word because I got to get these other calls, brother.
Well,
lines are blowing up.
well, I just want to say that we are about the forward and the future movement of our people, doing something for ourselves, the state of Mentel. We about the evolution of our people, and we already look back and this came from dissatisfied people who got tired of listening to a lot of rhetorical talk from the last millennium, and actually going to use our own natural intelligence, which is the true power and divine power that we possess, not in rhetorical talk. On that, I'll leave you with that, sister.
Hey, you know I love you, right?
I know you do.
Right?
I know.
Okay, as long as you know that.
Right.
You're like my big bro. All right, brother, you know what? I'm going to holler at you right after the show.
Whoa.
And thank you so much for calling in and supporting, okay? Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., okay?
Congratulations on your show.
Thank you, babe.
All right.
Peace. 202-360. Is this my sister Di?
Of course.
Hey, sis. First of all, before we go any further, go ahead and represent that community fund. Before you say anything, represent the community fund and represent the elderly fund right now.
Okay, let's see. We'll do it through Lady's site. She has still has the fundraisers there going on right now.
VisionPack.org?
Yes, VisionPack.org. Click the Support Us tab.
Okay. Spell Vision Pack. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to spell it. I'm going to spell it for you, for everybody. www.visionpac.org. You can make your donations to the community fund and to the elderly fund. And me and Brother Majestic are trying to set up the legal fund. However, sister, go ahead and tell them what that's about before you even get into what you called the show for.
Okay, well, the Community Elder Fund, basically, is there to support our elders, those giving us knowledge that they're taking hours upon hours out of their day, out of their time, and their lives just to give us knowledge, to support them.
Like Dr. Ben Yakinen.
Exactly. There's no reason you should be suffering, sitting by yourself, broke, poor, when you have donated, when you have given your life to our betterment. There's no reason for that. So
because you know what? Dr. Phil Valentine,
yes.
Dr. Walter Williams, or excuse me, Mr. Walter Williams, and a lot of these other scholars, Hemet, all of them will be old one day, like old.
Yes.
And they're going to need to draw from
Dr.
this.
Dr. Valentine, somebody had did something for him as far as a donation, and it was so pitiful. So pitiful. Like, of course, every little bit helps. But it's like, okay, so when you really get old, can't do for yourself, old or feeble, what then?
Right?
We have got to. Because
we're complacent with being armchair revolutionaries. We're complacent with watching YouTube videos. We're complacent with getting on Ning sites and talking about how intelligent we are and using the English language to make things merge and gel together and shit. But when it comes right down to putting your boots on that floor, boots on that ground, it get real scary. Like,
yes.
You don't know, you don't have any money, you don't have nothing to say now.
Right, right. But the thing is, it's so simple though. It's so simple, but people act like it's rocket science, like it's so hard or it requires so much. It doesn't require that much. The fundraiser right now that Lady Offset Crenshaw has going on, $5. That's it. $5.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not money, okay, well, you see this sister or this brother trying to get this project started. Okay, well, I have this knowledge. I have that knowledge. I can donate my time to this project to help, you know, action be taken. But they don't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
already know how I feel about that.
and we're gonna dig a little deeper. What's up, sis? What you calling in for? What's up?
Okay, well, let's see. First, we're going to start this off with the brothers. I have to say, one, the brother that called in, thank you so much. Like, because seriously.
You talking about Brother Newbin?
Yes. That he is the
Brother Newbin, before you just start giving him all these accolades, I know he's about to be ready to choke me out. But look, before you say, Brother Newbin is so ass-holish lovable. It's ridiculous, okay? Like, he says things just to see what kind of, and this is not on the radio he does this. This is on a personal level he does this. Just to see what kind of reaction he's going to invoke from you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And I love that, brother, because he's really sincere in what he's doing. So go ahead and give him his accolades now. Go ahead.
Well, he's the first brother that I've heard say that, and not just say that behind closed doors, but he has publicly come on BTR radio and put it out there. I love that. Thank you. Because it needed to be said. Yes, we as sisters, we can say it, and we can talk until our faces turn blue, but it seems like nobody hears us. Maybe it's because we're sisters, I don't know, but nobody hears. But for a brother to come on, like, okay, if you don't listen to anything else, listen to your own brother, since it seems like they are more than willing to listen to each other versus listening to a sister. And then listen to him, because he's speaking truth. Because he's saying the same thing we have been complaining about for how long now? There is
no every time I call him and talk to him about something that's happened to me or some brother that might be attacking me in some sort of way. Oh, that's your revolutionary for you, sister. That's your revolutionary for you. That's your black man for you. He was like, you got to understand, sister, a lot of these black men who are saying they black men are not black men. A lot of these black men are black males, and it's a big difference. See, men live by a code of conduct. Huh?
Mm-hmm. They still have that patriarchal European mindset.
Right, that's the males. The black men live by a different code of conduct. They live by the black code of conduct, the African code of conduct. You know, and I'm not talking about before they were invaded by Europe. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the African code of conduct. So it's a big difference between a European and an African and the way a black male acts and a black man, an African man, a new African acts. It's a big difference, you know. And, hey, sis, you go ahead and tell them why you called in.
Well, basically, I wanted, my same point was that there is no balance, and we need balance. Sisters are supporting everything. We hear that you're selling this, we will support it. I mean, even if we know there's something that may be a little questionable about, we will support it because it's coming from our brother. We support our brothers. Just like in the church, we support our brothers in the community. We do all types of things. I mean, it may not be stuff in the forefront, but it's things that's just as important going on in the background to make sure that things go as planned and everything runs smoothly. But not once will you get you know what, sister? Thank you for that. Thank you for helping me with this. Or, you know what, this sister, I'm going to shout her out because she's doing a lot of work. You'll see a whole bunch of brothers shouting out brothers on radio, on their Facebook. Oh, this brother's doing this, you know, big ups. Okay, that's fine, but they act, a lot of them, I'm not going to say all, but there are those that act like women aren't doing anything. We might as well be the ones just sitting in the chair. Like, and it's like, to me, that shows that there is no balance. There is no balance. If you're willing to shout out your brothers, you should be just as willing to shout out those active sisters. Because of the fact that without them, without the brothers, most likely a lot of this wouldn't be going on. Without most of the sisters, a lot of this stuff still would not be going on. It's a balance, and we need to find it. And you see, I put on my on the Asian Consciousness page today, in order for there to be a community, we need some form of unity. If you want that unity, you're going to need that balance. It takes brothers and sisters. Brothers aren't going to continue the line by themselves. The sisters are the ones that are going to have these babies to continue the line so we can keep things moving. So that just shows there we need the balance. Let's make it happen. Stop being so patriarchal. Stop being so selfish and so self-centered, acting like this is everything about you. It's not all about God. God is. Because one times one is always going to equal one. It's about the one, the whole, the all. And that's what we need to be concentrating on instead of being so worried about self all the time. That's about it.
That's about it, sis.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, I wanted you to go ahead and shout out that community fund because that is so important. A lot of people are like, you know, what are the sisters doing? The sisters doing a lot. The sisters are doing a whole hell of a lot. The sisters are trying to organize the most important thing, and that is finances. To start any kind of revolution or to exceed in any kind of revolution, you must have financial backing. If you have no financial backing, then you have no revolution.
Right.
This is simple. This like the brother said, this ain't brain surgery. This ain't rocket science.
Right.
This is real simple. If you don't have money, you don't have shit. You can stop talking. While people are buying your fake-ass black soap, your fake-ass Vaseline down shea butter, you know what I mean? Your fake-ass incense, Your mixed bootleg and bootlegging. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna get on that on another show. Your fake ass bootleg mixed CDs. You know, while we're supporting that and giving you money, you're taking that money and what are you doing with it? Either you're funneling into the Moors or the Hebrew Israelites or some white bitch or some little mutt child you have, you know, instead of funneling into a nation. And see, like I said before, and I will say it again, everyone understands what it takes to build a nation. The crackers understood it over 400 years ago, what it takes to build a nation. And we still sitting up here scratching our asses, doing the whole step and fetch it, shucking and jiving. Yes, sir, we sick boss type shit. Instead of sitting up here investing in ourselves. When I come to you and I say, hey, you need to invest in this community fund. This is what you need to do, blah, 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 blah. You know, I have to give my firstborn blood samples and my DNA needs to be on file before a black person will actually contribute to those funds. This is this whole self-hatred bullshit that we're going through. You know what I mean?
Yes. We don't support each other at all.
We do not support each other, but yet and still these sisters who you're debasing and berating will sit up here and support your little flea market efforts to support your own personal family.
Right.
Imagine if you take that on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you take that on and start giving us and selling us products that have some kind of quality to it.
Right.
You know, because I really don't want to hear your voice between every song. I really don't. This is DJ Mix. You know what I'm saying? That bullshit. Like, really? Okay. All right. You know, so
my quality. If you think more on a national level and take it
mm-hmm.
to where it's like, okay, well, you know what? This person does this. This person does that. We could put everything together and offer a package. Or we
mm-hmm.
could put everything together and offer this. Or we can go on the site and do things this way, coming together. I mean, even then would make you more national, more worldwide.
Yeah, but I say international. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They're not even willing to do that because they feel it would take away from what they're getting personally and
mm-hmm.
their own funds. Because it's not going back to the community anyway. It's going in their pocket.
The self-hate is so ingrained, sis. You know I made my contribution. That's all I care about because I don't want Lady Iset calling me out on any show. So that being said, you know, I made my contribution. And if I need to, extract from that community fund, now I know I can. Now I know I have some kind of insurance, some real insurance, not some fake-ass cracker insurance. I have some insurance for my people, you know?
That's what it's for, to help anybody in need. The children, with the schools, adults, whatever you need, that's what it's there for, to help and to build.
And don't think y'all going to get a whole lot from this fund. You might get $20 from this fund, because I'm going to tell you why. Because people are only donating $5. If you really want to see a big return, and see, crackers understand ROI, return on investment.
Exactly.
I invest $100 into this, I expect to get $1,000. I invest $1,000, I expect to get $10,000. Crackers understand that. Y'all don't. So if y'all do have to call on this sister to get anything, don't expect a whole bunch because you haven't given a whole bunch.
But you know what? Even then, it doesn't even boil down to that because if you need, you need, period. But even like this, with the fund, it could be the basis because we are starting an investment plan where people will learn more about, you know, their rate of return and all that stuff, and they can expect, okay, if I do this, I'm going to get that back, whatever the case may be. So we do have that in the works to help people build their money and build their savings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a whole
mm-hmm.
other thing right there that we're working on, but, you know, we'll get to that at another time. But with this fund, what it boils down to is if you need, you need. And what we have,
mm-hmm.
we will provide, period, irregardless, because it's for the community. If you need, you need. Now, if it comes across that you're trying to take advantage of the situation, then of course, yeah, it's going to be like, oh, nah, you're not getting that. Nah. Because you know niggas will try to take advantage. But, and that's why I said niggas. Not black folks, I said niggas.
I hate that word. You know I hate that word.
I know you do. We'll say Negroes.
Negroes. There we go.
Negroes. Will take advantage. Black, real black men and women, they will know, okay, this is for a need basis. I'm not going to try to get $500 just because I don't have enough money to go party this week.
Right.
Now, Negro, on the other hand, will say, okay, I have a choice of putting this $500 on my rent. Or having money to party, maybe I'll hit the fund up and see if they can help me with my rent. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Right.
So if you're trying to take advantage, then no.
And we're they're going to want proof, people. If you say, I'm using this for rent, they're going to want to rent a copy of your rent receipt. If you're saying that I'm using this on my children's school clothes, they're going to want copies of that. This is not just some kind of like, a banking system that, you know, has no kind of clause or laws or bylaws or anything like that, people. So understand that. Sister Di, thank you so much for calling in.
Of course, of course.
All right, I'm going to put you back on mute.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to the computer and free your lines up.
All right, sis. You take care.
All right, sis. I'll talk to you later.
All right, peace. You on the air. State your questions, comments, or concerns.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, pretty good. I don't know if you remember this voice.
I do. BDM. I understand. I know exactly who this is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, Minister Daoud. But I think that I could add a little perspective on this myself, not saying that you ain't doing an excellent job as you always do, but having grown up in a movement, you know, for 17 years, I've seen what you're talking about. Well, to begin with, you know, it's messed up when people come on the line with conservative BS, where they want to talk about, you know, what Africans are doing nowadays and stuff like that, because that stuff, I guess, needs to be heard. But that is the present state. It's not the former state. And the present state, of course, has been affected by the European and the European way he thinks. And I know we've been doing that for years, like the circumcisions and things like that. And none of us who are conscious and real men are proud of that. I mean, none of us are. But the reality of the situation is that I do believe that there's two things that kill black movements. One of them, which is what you're talking about right now, which is the neglect and lack of acknowledgement and really lack of utilization of the woman aspect of a nation. And like was said earlier, they say a nation can rise no higher than a woman. If we don't use the talents that women have, the ability that women have, the organization that women have, then, you know, a nation will never grow because there's so many things that sisters have. And, you know, I grit my teeth when I hear about how there's a lot of brothers out there who, you know, they're out there fronting like they're pushing a movement when in reality it's the woman that's giving them the money and stuff like that. I grit my teeth when I hear that. But we can't argue because there's so many dudes that's doing that. And when you look inside a lot of the movements, you'll see where a lot of brothers talk about my queen, and then there's a lot of wife beating going on. So when they're out in the front and people say, hey, how you doing, brother? And they'll, whatever you have to offer, whether you have a magazine, you have a flyer, whatever, and you front like you're really standing up your principles, and then you go behind closed doors. I've heard some horror stories where brothers throwing fish grease on sisters' backs and things like that, and it makes us just want to hunt these dudes down and do something to them. But I think that, number one, a lot of the movements don't recognize and utilize the woman. But number two, like I said on my show like last week, a lot of these movements, they squander the power of the believer or the follower by calling them to get out there on the streets. And I get out on the streets every day, so, I mean, it ain't no thing to me. But, I mean, like, dudes get out on the street and they work for the movement and they do things for the movement and they're broke. And then they got to come home and they got to battle with sister at home, because she don't understand why dude is giving all his time to the movement, but but he has not given anything or invested anything in himself, and the movement has not taught this brother how to invest in his own talent and get a skill or something like that so he can support his own family. So therefore, once dude finally gets his skill or something like that, he leaves the movement because he says, the movement ain't teach me nothing, so why do I need the movement anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And these, to me, are the two things that's killing movements nowadays, because we can all make speeches and we can all have shows and things like that, but A, if we don't represent our women and treat our women right in the public and in the private, then the movement is going to come down, because whatever you think God's name is or whatever you believe God's name is, he is not going to bless your movement if you don't represent the woman. And might I add that if you're a Christian, then you must understand that the people that was hanging around waiting for Jesus to come back was not no men, it was females. And so if you're going to say, well, I got to stand out front and the woman can, and this matriarchal BS is what I'm hearing, well, I think Jesus believed in some matriarchal BS, because the first preacher of Jesus was a woman. It wasn't a man, because it was a woman that went and said, the master's coming back, and went to go tell people. Now, we all understand that in various different ways, but it wasn't Peter that found out anything about Jesus. It was the woman.
Right.
So if we don't represent our women, and if we don't utilize their talents, if we don't utilize their skills and abilities to organize, to run things, then the reality situation is it's going to fall. But also, if we don't teach these brothers in these movements how to go home and take care of the women, because like I said before, man, all we're really raising nowadays in these movements is thugs, dudes that's willing to fight the white man or fight their own kind, but don't know how to put the fight together on the intellectual level.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he gets tired after a while, and he says, I got to make some money, I got to do something. He goes out there and he gets some money, then he turns around and looks at the movement and says, y'all didn't teach me how to do none of this.
Well, let me run something by you real quick, okay?
Sure.
It's just it's a brother that I know who has a conscious sister. He calls himself conscious. He calls himself militant.
Right.
And when shit really, excuse my language, but
sure.
I'm not like on your show this time. You're on my show, so I can actually curse. So when stuff really hit the fan, this dude ran. He ran. Now he calls himself conscious. For all intents and purposes, he's conscious. He says that his ancestors taught him this, his ancestors taught him that, blah, 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 blah. His ancestors told him to leave when the situation really got thick.
Hmm.
Because he says the sister wasn't as conscious as he was, or he is. Now, this is my thing. The sister, I know I'm talking above your head, but I just don't feel like going through the whole story again. The sister is still fighting. She's still standing, and she's still here, and she ain't running from nobody. And she's trying
right.
to go through all the legalities to do the proper thing, then go up underground.
Right.
But until then, you can't do that because you'll be a federal, felon.
Right.
You'll be this, you'll be that, whatever. So the bottom line is, what do you say to situations like this where this cat is saying, I'm so militant, I'm so conscious, I'm so righteous, black women ain't this, black women ain't that, and you my lioness, I'm a lion, you need to follow me, and we need to do this and become federal felons. What do you say to a situation like that?
Well, you find a lot of times where a lot of these dudes, they're part-timers, and they give a little bit of time to what they say they believe in, but it's not full-time. Because if you're a full-timer, and I don't mean that you don't have a job or anything like that, because we all, I have a job. I work 9 to 5 and sometimes even weekends and nights. But I'm talking about your heart. If your heart ain't full-time into what you're saying, then you won't fight for what you're saying. And to begin with, in a lot of situations, if you're living a righteous life and a conscious life, you don't get into these kind of situations. But trouble finds you sometimes when you ain't looking for trouble.
Yeah.
And when trouble does find you, you have to do what you have to do. And I know that,
right.
Me being in the security industry, because I'm a locksmith and an electronic security installer, and the minute you get a felony, you're out of that industry. There's other ways to take care of business. I mean, if somebody violates you, you got to violate them. It's just that simple. There's other ways to take care of business. You know, we've been known as a people how to take care of business without people knowing, whether it be a mask, whether it be a hood, or anything like that. And anybody knows the Nation of Islam, we know how to take care of that kind of business. So when it comes down to it, I think a lot of times the reason why a person would run is because they're not a full-timer in a situation like that. They're a part-timer. And any brother who would say that black women would generalize like that, he's supposed to be conscious but generalize and say black women ain't this, black women ain't that. You know, when you say stuff like that, you go contrary to what you believe in. There is some women that fit this description. There's some men that fit this description. But on the whole, I just heard four or five sisters who definitely don't fit that description. So how can you say that all women is like that and then listen to a show like the one I'm listening to now and hear all these beautiful conscious sisters get on here and say what they say, especially your mentor there? Homegirl is awesome.
Who?
I mean, your mentor, the sister that came on. Well, I call her your mentor. But
oh, yes. Yes, Amira Sankofa.
Yeah, she is incredible. And
yes.
How could you listen to a sister like that? Because you know what's funny is that, you know, for years, the Nation of Islam, we said we, a lot of us inside our movement, we think we got a lockdown on the kind of things that sister was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start coming outside the walls of your particular narrow-minded way of seeing things, then you realize it's a lot of people that think like you that may not say As-Salaam Alaikum or Alaikum Salaam. And
right.
When you see that, then you can celebrate the fact that, yo, even if you're not in the Nation or you're not in this or you're not in the Black Panthers or you're not in whatever movement you're in, there are a lot of people who think like you. And those people, you can't generalize because those people exist. It's just, you know what, as time goes on, there's so much less of us. And you just got to search around for us.
It is. It really is. And it's getting disheartening and it's getting sad. One of the things that I was advised not to do by some fugazi-ass Negro was not to advertise the Black Conscious Family Reunion that's supposed to be going on here in Beaufort, South Carolina, or Shelton, South Carolina. Actually, Beaufort, South Carolina. Come August 27th, 28th, 29th, and you can leave on the 30th. One of the things I was, and like I said, it was some little, to me, he acts like an agent, but that's a whole nother show, a whole nother story. But, you know, my thing is we need to know who each other are. And one of the things that black people are phenomenal at is that when we get around bull crap, especially if you have natural hair, you have antennas and you can pick up on the BS.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell out the swine if it's amongst you, especially if you haven't eaten pig in so long. You can really smell out. I know that sounds crazy, people, but you can really smell the pig if they are amongst you, no matter what they come cloaked as, you know. So one of the things, I hope everybody goes to www.thedropsquad.ning.com. Once again, www.thedropsquad.ning.com. Sign up. Go to the event section. Look at the event section and look for the Black Conscious Family Reunion, and you will see where we're trying to get each and every one of us together. There are certain resources, brother, that you have that I don't have. There are certain resources that I have that you don't have. I'm close to the coastline.
Right. Right.
There's people I know. There's things that I know that you may not.
Right.
And you need to know how to get to me. You need
to
map out your position and know how to get to me. Know what date to get to me and how to get to me. It's getting that serious, people. And while we're sitting up here bickering between black man versus the black woman, it's asinine and it's stupid. You can't have one without the other. And if you really want that Hebrew, go ahead, yes, brother.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I must know.
That's okay.
What happened? What did the devil say he canceled your show for?
Oh, because we violated the terms of hate speech and you know, the Drop Squad was fairly tamed. I mean, we cursed, but we didn't curse to the point where it was just obscene. It was just super obscene. But, brother, I had already informed you of the brother who was basically, you know, he had a hard-on for me as far as trying to get certain things canceled, you know? So
right.
I think he had a couple of his B-type personality flunkies, and I hope they're listening. I hope they're listening. I hope a couple of those guests are them that's listening.
Right.
He had a couple of his B-type personality flunkies who probably wrote in letters or sent emails to Blog Talk and, you know, got us canceled or whatever they did or whatever verbiage they used, whatever it was. But that's the reason. That's why, and I want everybody to understand, during during this show right now, God Zulu had just called me. And he was like, what's the number to the show? Because he's at work right now.
Right.
And he's like, what's the number to the show? I want everybody to be clear. Me and God Zulu are not enemies. We have not fallen out. That's still my brother. We still attached at the hip. We still work together. I love him to life. That's my heart. And how can you live without your heart? You know?
Right.
So we're just doing things. There's a method to the madness. We're just doing things the way we're doing them, and I'm going to leave it at that. And you know how to get in contact with me after
yes,
the
ma'am.
Show if you need to get
yes,
further
ma'am.
Details. Yes.
Yep.
So
okay.
that's it. So, you know, but what I was saying before that whole little tangent that is going on, is that all this black woman versus the black male is irrelevant and it's nonsense, and it needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. Understand, black men, without the sperm, you can't ovulate the egg. Without the egg, there's nothing to ovulate. Without one, there isn't the other. Understand that even in the most remedial-ass books that has been remixed, revised, and tampered with, and molested, and raped, the Bible, God comes into the mighty-breasted one. This creator cannot be that which he isn't. So he has to be of a feminine principle. He has to be of the female principle.
Hmm.
All this trying to put the black woman behind you and shut her up 10 steps behind you and all this other bull crap, that is not who you are.
That's right.
Who you are is a black man who built monuments in the same stature as yourself to your black woman. There were cults that venerated their black women. Not just cults. I mean, Timothy venerated the black woman. You understood to come into existence, to get your name, to get your title, you had to come through the womb. And your title and who you were was dictated by who your mother was. So all this nonsense about the black man, the black woman, I'm about sick of it. I'm about sick of it. And one of the things that God Zulu always, he always recites is this, Tupac. He always recites Tupac. God is coming. She's just taking her time. Be patient. She is just taking her time. You cannot have life without the woman. Our first Holy Trinity was the black man, the black woman, and the black child. The cracker came in and took the black woman out and put a goddamn ghost in its place. In her place, you have to have the mind of an utter homosexual, of a utter sick individual to do something like that. You understand what I'm trying to say? And you have to be twice as sick to even believe it.
That's right.
You have to be twice as sick to believe it. How can you bring forth life with two male entities and a spirit? That doesn't even make any sense. And I think that male that spirit is a male entity also. This is all homosexual. Man, come stop. Black man, black woman, today, it has to stop. It has to stop. We are on the same side. My enemy is not my black man. The black woman is not your enemy. We have a common enemy in sight. And that common enemy is that cracker. And we need to bang on this beast. End of discussion. Instead of sitting up here trying to, as irritated and Kush says, instead of sitting up here trying to fight this 10-pound monkey, let's go ahead and bang on this 1,000-pound gorilla called racism, white supremacy. That's our common enemy. We're not each other's enemy. And that's what I got to say about that, brother. Brother, you still there? All righty, people. So back to the show. So like I was saying, you know, that is our common enemy. We have, let me see here. You're on the air, 314-327. You there? All right. Our phone lines are acting real crazy tonight. I'm sorry, peoples. I don't know what it is. It might be Homeland Security. Who knows? Maybe I might be saying something they actually enjoy and they like listening to. All right. We have 25 minutes till the show is over. 646-478-4447. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, go ahead and list them. I guess my... All right, VDM, I see you said you lost your connection. If you want to call back in, that's fine. If you have any comments about what I said after you're off the show, that's fine. You can go ahead and call back in. I think my thing is I really don't want to get into the black man, the black woman, back and forth type thing because, like I said, we're not each other's enemy. We got a common enemy and goal. This whole women's lib feminist bullcrap was created by the crackerists. I guess if you were beating your head for a couple of thousand years with a billy club and you was used as a cum toilet and your daughter was raped in front of you by your father, your husband, your brothers, your cousins, and your and everybody, and even the family dog, you know, you would have an issue with men too. We don't, black women, we don't have an issue with the black man. But the black man is subscribing to the issue of women with the white man. He's subscribing to this misogyny bullcrap. And that's exactly what it is, bullcrap. 404-453, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. I just actually called so I could listen.
Who is this?
My name is Bombada.
Bombada. All right. Let me ask you a question. Are you with the MBPP?
No, I'm not. I have worked with them before.
Okay, but you're not an MBPP. Okay, that's cool. I'm gonna go ahead and put your mic back on mute. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, brother. I thought you had your hand up. So if I'm not going to get any more calls, I'm about to do like Lady I Set Crenshaw because I feel like I'm just rambling right now. If I'm not going to get any more calls, I'm about to just go ahead and end the show. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, go ahead and call in. Or I'm about to end the show. We'll put them in the chat room, one or two. All right, Brother Majestic, you need to call in. You said the donation has been made. You need to go ahead and call in because I'm loving that. I need to hear about that. So go ahead, if you're already in the queue, go ahead and put your hands up. But you need to go ahead and call in because I want to hear about this donation you made. All right, people, the last order of business is this. We have a sister here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm going to make this short and sweet until somebody calls. If not, like I said, I'm about to end the show. We have a sister here in Columbia, South Carolina that needs your prayers, and she needs any kind of assistance that you can offer. If you are in the Columbia, South Carolina area, get in contact with me. On Facebook, I am Fasanmi, F. as in Frank, A-S as in Sam, A-N as in Nancy, M-I, Akinkunle, A-K-I-N-K-U-N-L-E, Fasanmi Akinkunle. You can find me through Lady Asset. You can find me through Drop Squad. You can find me through Brother Malik Shabazz, anybody. You can find me through anybody who's conscious. You can find me on their page as one of their friends. So, go ahead and hit me up if you have any kind of advice, any kind of donations you would like to give this sister. Her husband, so-called conscious Negro, left her with no car, no money, no shelter, no anything. Her children have been snatched from her. So if you can give anything, anything, brothers and sisters, please go ahead and give me a call. Not give me a call. Hit me up on Facebook, or you can hit me up on the Drop Squad. I've already given that site, and I'll give them in the chat room also. And my name is just Fasanmi on the Drop Squad. We have another caller, 864-361. You're on the line. Who's calling?
Hello. How you doing? This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi. I was listening to your show. It was really good. I didn't know you got canceled, so that was, I've been off of Blog Talk for a while, so I'm just coming back. But I did hear about something that's going to be going on in South Carolina the end of August. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's a Black Conscious Family reunion down in Beaufort, South Carolina. You have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. www.thedropsquad, just like the movie, The Drop, D-R-O-P, Squad, S-Q-U-A-D, dot, Ning, N-I-N-G,
okay,
dot com. If you go to the events tab, once you sign up, if you go to the events tab, I don't even think you have to sign up. I think God Zulu still has it wide open right now. You can go to the events tab without even signing up, and you can read all the information on that.
Okay.
I live in
South Carolina. I'm sorry.
I know. You live upstate because you have an 864 area code. You live upstate.
I have not heard about it. You guys have got to get this out there, especially what's been going on this month.
Yes. Yes.
It's desperately needed. And I definitely will be there.
Well, check this out. On that, you will see my phone number, Sister Fasami.
Okay.
Get at me tomorrow morning. I have a free day tomorrow. Can you believe it? Give me a call, and I will be more than willing to just, I'm going to do a whole show dedicated to this probably next week. But
okay.
Just get at me. My phone number is on there. You can send me an email. I'm easily accessible on Facebook or the Drop Squad, and I will definitely give you all the details to that, okay?
I'll definitely make sure I do that in the morning. Thank you. Continue what you're doing.
Thank you so much, sister. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay, we lost. Oh, no, I guess we didn't lose the other caller. All right, 678. 768, you're on the air.
One love, sister. Black power.
Hey, Brother Mike, how are you?
Wonderful.
Can I call you Mike, or can I call you just Majestic?
Let's see. Well, you done told them all now, so it don't matter.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, let that slip off my tongue. How you doing, Brother Majestic?
I'm doing good.
How was that meeting?
So, actually, it wasn't too much of a meeting. Too many, you know, it was only four of us, and two of them wasn't able to make it on time. And then the other one, he has a show that comes on at 9 o'clock. And from 9 to 9 to 11. So it kind of messed up the time. We'll get in on it a little bit later on tonight. We're gonna call each other and do a little conference call. But that's something, you know, we really be trying to do without the technology. You know, we'll get everything laid out. You really can't say everything you want to say. Can't be showing the enemies the card. You know what I mean?
Damn right. Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir. So what do you think about what's the black woman's place in this movement?
Well, actually, the black woman's place, you know, and I agree with everybody else, is right beside it's right beside the man. See, at this, you know, and I could tell you only what I comprehend off the things I read and seen, I mean, read and, you know, far as the past, where I wasn't present. However, there's no way in this day and time that we're going to be able to move forward without each other. And we have to be respectful of one another. You know, like the brother and sister earlier said, you know, they hollering black power in the street, but treating their queens like dogs at home. And from my experience, I get a lot of calls from sisters. I do a couple counseling on the side also. And so I get a lot of calls. You know, I even get calls from brothers, and they with the queens with them, and the brothers is faking the funk like they dead serious, and not even 24 hours later, doing some trashy shit, you know, and expecting the sisters to be okay with that. So, you know, my thing is, sisters, put your foot down, you know, don't give them no cootie cat. Don't feed their asses. If they're not going to respect you, hopefully they respect their mother. If they're not going to respect you like they respect their mother, 9 times out of 10, if they don't respect you, they don't respect their mother. You know? They might front and say, you know, good things and nice things and be nice in front of their mother, but ain't no telling what they say under their breath. I don't know what it is. I don't, you know, I don't know if it's the totality of the learned behavior that this European construct has embedded and colonialized in the mind, you know, or how it's pumped up that ego, you know. I don't know to its totality what it is, but I do know. I don't care how much information, I don't care what kind of building a brother can build or do or put in. But I guarantee you, if he don't honor, respect, and cherish not just the feminine principle, but the queen, the goddess, the sister, that shit is not going to work. It's not going to work, and vice versa.
Thank you for taking those words out of my mouth, because I was just about to say the same thing. Sisters, if you do not venerate your black men, if you do not support them, if you do not love them, honor them, trust them, treasure them, you know, ain't nothing going to happen.
Right. And the
ain't
thing
nothing going to happen.
And the thing is, it's okay. It's okay for the sister to say to the brother, look, damn it, I'm hurting inside. Quit praying me. Quit playing me. Quit taking my love in vain. You know, the sister need to go in on their asses like that. You know, and the brothers need to start saying to their other brothers, look, man, if you're going to keep treating that sister like that, I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. You're a cancer, man. You got to quit treat your queen like that. You know, the brothers can't give their partners a pass so they can reserve the right to be the fuck up themselves. Because that's what they be doing. That's what they be doing. One brother won't pull his partner's coattail, right? So he can reserve the right to fuck up. And see, that shit has to stop. That shit has to stop, you know.
We all must be accountable to one another.
Right, because see, long as one suffer, we all suffer. So if we're going to stop the suffering, then there's some things we need to stop doing. And to tell you the truth, if I can't pull my partner's coattail, if I can't pull my brother's coattail, if I can't pull my sister's coattail, why in the hell do I have a relationship with them of any kind? You know, and if I don't give them the right to pull my coattail, they ain't got no business having dealings with me. So you know, that's my whole thing. Let's lift that shit in the bud. They bring that thuggish attitude of and learned behaviors up in the movement, and then all this foul things go on. But see, that also shows us this, that the movement needs to start. I think I mentioned this before, start having certain classes. You know, certain classes to wash the brains and the European construct that you're Rugal thinking about the mind of the brothers and sisters. I don't give a damn what you close in. If you foul, you foul.
That's right.
You know, you'd be a dressed up garbage can.
What did I tell you earlier today, Brother Majestic? No matter, or maybe I told, I think I told Sister AK this. No matter how many books you read, no matter how many elders you have, no matter how many mentors you have, no matter how many places you've traveled, no matter what, if you were black born here in America, if you African born here in America, you have a psychological malfunction and you bring your niggerisms with you everywhere, everywhere you go. So you just bring your niggerisms with a couple of more complications because you done read a few books.
Right,
you didn't.
Right.
You bring your niggerisms with you because you're coming with a few more degrees. You didn't bring your niggerism with you because you already have this perceived notion of what it's supposed to be, and it ain't what you think it's supposed to be. All of us, it's kind of like going through birth, the birth cycle. You know, you have to go through a whole lot of narrow tunnels, and it's dark, and it's grim, and it's bleak, and it's narrow. And then finally you come into light. And then when you come into that light, you come into that light naked. You come into that light completely naked. And none of us, I don't care who the hell you are, none of us are above reproach. Listen, Saturday, you'll understand what I'm saying. For all my brothers and sisters with the MBPP, who I do not see in the chat room, who I do not see in, what is this called, the switchboard, calling in, I will be calling out names. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you've been on MSNBC, Fox, whatever. I don't care who you are. I'm calling you out. Nobody is above or beyond reproach in this. We all come in this naked. We all come in this as babes. So when it comes right down to it, you're right. We all come in this. We are, unfortunately, we all come in this, because we are adults, we're not babies. We come with this with our own, ideologies, experiences,
right.
Niggerism.
Right.
That's what I call them, niggerism.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a niggerism.
And some of the things that would clear it up, sisters, if I suggested that everybody in every city take a look at, and there's a lot of blueprints around, but we have to create a council of elders. I mean,
yes.
a unity council. We have to create a unity council. We have to create a council of elders, and that way, those that are in the conscious community are just in the Black Power community. Whatever it is, and you're down for your people to become a part of this. So if you, one would go to Unity number 4 Power, unityforpower.org, and you would see a infrastructure and a functional unity blueprint of how to set up this and put it in every city. And what you will find is that if the sister is being mistreated, if somebody in the community is bringing ill to the community or any of those things, they be taken before the council. They be taken before the unity council and the council of elders, and they will make the right decision. Because, see, once again, a lot of our people do things because they don't know no better, or they think they know better, but they really don't. And they got too much pride, false pride, and ego that gets in the way to ask, how do you do this? Man, I struggle with doing
that.
Da,
is,
da, da, da,
brother, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that is one of our biggest downfalls, our arrogance and our ego and our hard-headedness. We don't listen. We do not take heed
to what our ancestors have already left on the walls for us. They've already written it. They've already said something. They've already told us what it is, you know, and we're still sitting up here scratching our asses trying to figure out what it is, and our elders and ancestors have already told us. But, brother, let me tell you something. Brother Mike, Brother Majestic.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, God, did I lose him? I'm going to go ahead. Wait a minute. Let me see something. I think I lost it. Where's my switchboard? It's crazy because sometimes I have my switchboard, sometimes I don't. You know what? I don't like Blog Talk.
Well, there's a lot of things we don't like that we have to utilize.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that I don't like, and I see that we have another caller, so I'm going to go ahead and mute your line, and I'll get back to you if I can, okay, bro? But nonetheless,
no doubt.
Give me a call after the show, okay?
No doubt.
All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
803-298, we got a couple of seconds. Is this Sister Tiffany?
You know it. Black Power.
Hey, baby. Black Power, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've been listening to the whole show and, you know, laughing my ass off inside and everything. You know how I do. But I just had to say, you know, I had a comment earlier, but basically everything I had to say has been covered already. I strongly disagree with what you were opening up with saying, how the brother was saying black women ain't shit. I strongly disagree because, as has been stated, we are necessary for life. We're necessary for understanding. We are the wisdom of everything. We are God. So I strongly disagree with him saying that, you know, we don't have a place equal to the men because we're all equal. Everybody should be given 100%. So I just beat this so I can remind everybody should be loving everybody. And let's stop the fighting amongst ourselves because our black people are black women. You know, I had to say it. That's what I came in to say. We need to be loving ourselves and making sure that we're fighting the right oppressor, and that's not each other.
Damn right. All right, sis, I'm going to holler at you after the show, okay?
All right, man. Bye.
All right, sis. All right, peoples, I'm out for the night. Go ahead and listen. I'm going to have this song take us on out this show. Black Power, hope you tune in next Wednesday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, we have a show. Mondays and Saturdays is 11 p.m. Wednesdays is at 8. I will see you then. Black Power.
Like no tomorrow, Nappy Roots Dynasty, yeah. True G Black Power Cordell. This living hieroglyph, the truth in your ear. Run it. These rats are sucking dog dicks in the closet. But you love them because they pay your first and 15 deposits. Lot of niggas broken, starving with CDs in their trunk. Them dummies signing major deals and white to eating them up. I spit the desert, he don't guarantee. Some may hate and disagree. Entertainment's only a small revolution remedy. I know a lot of gatos across the country plateau. Found that lock and load so we could bump and never borrow. Street code propriety, Black Power Dynasty. Fuck boys and skinny jeans can't rock in our society. We should buy food, land, shelter, most choppers. To drain the wicked cat day and serve them something proper.
Wake up, black man. Wake up, African man, African woman. Wake up. Take back what is yours. Do not ask these bitches for your shit. Take it.
Black Power Rock.